My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Hello and welcome back. I'm so happy to have you here. Today I'm going to be talking about how to automate your manifestations. Automating your manifestations basically means that you have some sort of ritual around your manifestation that ensures your success. So you don't have to constantly think every day if you're making progress and if you're doing the right things. You don't have to worry about that, because remember, when you're thinking about that, you're actually pushing your manifestation further away, because the thoughts of, oh, is this working? That is affirming that you don't already have it. Your ritual is going to explain to you exactly where you need to focus your energy, where you need to focus your discipline and your thought process. Because if you're constantly thinking about what you should be doing and you're constantly contemplating all these different options and you're not really sure where you go, you haven't made that decision and created a firm ritual that supports your success, then you're not going to manifest the thing. Your energy is going to be so siphoned by thinking about what to do and thinking if this is working or not, that it's not going to be able to focus on actually manifesting the thing. Now, the best practice when creating a manifestation ritual and automating that is doing your research. I've talked about this before. I've made several videos on figuring out your intention, figuring out what your limitations are going to be, how to get around it. So you can go check out the manifesting playlist. A well-rounded ritual is going to be something that you believe in. So it can be a ritual that you found online. It can be a ritual that you came up with for yourself. It can be a ritual that somebody else told to you or you got advice from someone. It doesn't matter what the ritual is, it just matters what your faith in it is. So if you don't believe that the ritual will work, or maybe you believe it could work, but you don't think it could work for you, then it's not gonna work. So find something that you believe in and make sure that you're covering both the masculine aspects and the feminine aspects. So I'm not really talking about gender here, I'm talking more about energy. And masculine energy is more about the discipline, the structure, the doing, the physical effort and physical reality. And then the feminine is more about flow, energy, pleasure, fun, enjoyment. The feminine energy represents more of the spiritual aspect, and the masculine energy represents more of the physical earth aspect. So a big mistake a lot of my clients make is that they only focus on the spiritual aspect. They only focus on affirmations, visualization, spiritual manifesting practice. And those are amazing, right? But if you're ignoring the masculine energy, the physical earth aspect of it, then it's going to be really hard to call in your manifestation. You can set yourself up energetically to receive something and manifest something, but sometimes the thing that's actually going to bring it to you is you making that final physical move, right? Like if you're manifesting your dream job and you're manifesting a certain amount of pay and a certain amount of thing, blah, 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 and then you just sit at home and you don't do anything, the likelihood that that job will call you, I mean, maybe, I don't know how they would find your information if you don't put yourself out there on like a Indeed or LinkedIn or something. You're like a ghost on the internet, then I don't know how they would find your phone number. But let's say they do find your phone number, you still have to physically answer the phone, understand what the job offer is, and accept the job offer. There's still something that you're gonna have to physically do in the real world, interacting with real human beings, okay? So don't ignore that part of your ritual. A ritual is essentially a daily practice, daily habits, some sort of routine or fixed plan. It's essentially a contract you've made with yourself to do certain things, try to think certain things, try to feel certain things, show up in a certain way, and in return, you're going to get the manifestation. I go way more in depth on how to create a ritual in my Rewired Play Shop course, which is linked in the description. But essentially, you can get out your journal and just write out what your goal is, and the ritual, the plan that you are willing to give, that you are willing to contribute in order to manifest this. So oftentimes this means sacrificing old thought patterns that are no longer serving us. This means sacrificing old relationships that don't align with our manifestation. This can mean sacrificing our time and putting in effort to do certain things, or committing to not eating certain foods, or committing to eating at certain times, or it really depends on your manifestation. So the ritual is going to be something that is unique to you that you are going to follow on a consistent basis. It's a commitment. It's just like any other business contract. It's just like any other personal arrangement, agreement that you make with someone. I'll do this if you give me this. Or if you do that, I'll do this. But when it comes to manifesting, you actually have to make the first move. So unless you make the first move, it's likely that the universe isn't going to bring your manifestation to you without you shifting anything or doing anything or even setting any kind of intention or specifically asking for anything, right? So having a ritual really puts your manifestation in the focus. So when you're creating a ritual and you're looking at the physical earth aspect, this is where you really want to do your research. You want to make sure that you understand your manifestation and you understand what that looks like and you understand what that is going to require you to do. Because depending on your goal, you may have to give up certain things, you may have to change certain habits, because let's be honest, if you were perfect for your manifestation now, you would have already received it. So I'm not saying you're not good enough. I'm not saying you're not already perfect as you are, but if you want something and you're not able to get it, it's not coming to you, it's not working, then chances are you're just not aligned with that thing yet. So in order to align with it, it means you're gonna have to change some things. Oftentimes the ritual is what's going to get us there and peacefully get us through this period of transformation and manifestation. Ideally, the masculine container aspect of the ritual is going to do most of the heavy lifting for you. You really want to think about this like the structure and the foundation for everything else to come to you. These can be rules and guidelines that you set for yourself. This can be boundaries that you create for yourself or with others. So something that I'm always manifesting is more growth on my YouTube channel. Obviously, I've grown so fast in such a short period of time, and I'm really proud of myself. I'm really thankful to everyone that continues to watch my videos, but I have no intention on slowing down anytime soon. So the masculine aspect of that goal, that manifestation, is that I show up a certain amount of times per week. So this has changed. Right? Your ritual can change. You don't always have to have the same ritual, but ideally you want to commit to it for at least a month before you even consider changing it. So that way you get the full effect of being able to surrender into your ritual and relax. Otherwise, if you're changing the ritual every week, it's still the same thing. Like your mind is too occupied with considering what to do that it can't focus on manifesting the thing for you. So currently, my automation for this is showing up on YouTube in a long form video at least 3 times a week. And then anything aside from that on YouTube, like YouTube Shorts or whatever, that's completely optional. If I do it, I do it. If I don't, I don't. That is not my automation. I don't have to stress about that. I don't have to think about that or consider that. And then for Instagram, I post one reel per day. I don't have to stress about the in-feed posts. I don't have to stress about the story posts. I don't have to stress about anything else except those things when it comes to that specific manifestation. And the way I came up with this ritual is by trying a lot of stuff. At first, I didn't always have this discipline, and so I had to measure what things worked best and what things I enjoyed doing the most. So when you're creating a ritual, specifically the masculine aspect of your ritual, because that's, at least for me, that's the most annoying part. I love the feminine aspect of doing affirmations and visualizing and journaling. Like, that comes naturally to me, but the masculine aspect, boring. So I try to keep it as simple as possible for me personally. And I have found that the in-feed posts don't necessarily like bring in more views. They don't bring in more engagement. My goal is to reach as many people as possible to bring them to my YouTube channel or to bring them to my programs or my coaching services. So I don't need to show up every day posting on my story. I don't need to post different types of posts. All I need to do is post one reel per day that is within my niche and it's talking about a certain topic, or it's posting more affirmations because I love posting affirmations on there, and it's redirecting people to look at my services or check out my other content on YouTube, right? I don't do anything else that is not necessary. So again, if I have extra time, if I want to do more, I play around with it. But when I have that plan, that structure, I don't have to think about it anymore. Because before I had this ritual really established and like written down on paper, I was all over the place. I was so scattered. I was like, oh, I need to go live. Oh my God, what about posting on TikTok? Oh my God, I have to post 3 stories a day and I have to respond to all of my DMs. Oh, and I have to post on YouTube Shorts. Oh my God. Oh my God. When I was taking into consideration all the different advice and all everything everybody else was doing, it was so stressful and it almost made me think like, oh, I don't even want to do this. But I do want to do this. It's just that I want to do it my way. So that's when I realized that I needed to not only focus on the spiritual aspects, but I also needed to lock down a masculine container around this to contain my creativity. Because the process of having to like consider, should I do email marketing? Should I do this? Oh, what about my own app? What about this? What about that? Like all this contemplation of trying to do more, or like switch techniques because I'm not sure if this is working. I'm not sure what the right move is. Like that is so draining that it prevented me from being able to actually post on YouTube like this type of talking content, which is my favorite content to do because I can just sit down, chat with you and talk about what I want to talk about, right? I don't have to like be quick and edit and add the jump cuts and add the caption and this and that. Like there's less stuff to consider, right? So don't make the mistake of thinking that there's only one right way to do things. Any effort that you put in, any action that you take on a consistent basis is going to provide you a result. If you realize that the result is not coming fast enough and you've been trying a specific ritual for several months and you're not seeing any changes at all, then go ahead, tweak the ritual. But at that point, you'll have gathered enough experience and enough practice that you'll know exactly why it's not working. You'll know exactly why you're feeling tired or why you're feeling drained. So once I figured out, okay, this is going to be my ritual, my routine every single day, I don't have to think about anything else. Guess what happened? I started getting more engagement and my pages started growing faster because I was consistently doing the same thing over and over again. And here I was thinking people were gonna get bored of it, but they like it. People like consistency, right? And your brain likes consistency too. And that way I know exactly what tasks I need to do in a week. I don't have to think about it. So I started going to the gym again more. Like I wasn't not going to the gym, but I was like not getting in the best workouts I could get. I started eating better and spending more time cooking because I didn't have to like rush and eat so I could go back to working. Like that's not my lifestyle. So that's why it's so important for you to create a ritual around what you want to do and what you want to manifest. Because if you just stick on the spiritual aspect of it, you're not really going to be able to call it in an efficient way. And this is what happens with a lot of people that reach out to me, because they're like, yeah, I've been manifesting this thing for this amount of time. And I'm like, okay, well, what are you doing to manifest it? And most of them say that they've been doing affirmations and they've been doing journaling. And then when I ask them, oh, well, what physical aspects have you done, like, to get to this goal? What have you changed physically? And most of them have said nothing. So this is why your manifestations are not coming to you, because you need to consider both the spiritual feminine energy and the physical masculine energy. It doesn't matter what gender you are, what spirituality you are, what religion you are. It doesn't matter. You need to consider the earthly aspects and the God aspects of it. You need to consider everything when you're manifesting something. Because at the end of the day, yes, we are spiritual beings and we are souls and we are quantum. We are in a human body and we are in a human world having a human experience. So regardless of where we came from, why we're here, what we're doing, we have to abide by certain rules, right? And if we keep fighting it, if you keep fighting not wanting to do anything on your physical part, you will miss out on the biggest manifestations ever. And you'll realize that it didn't even require that much effort. You just needed to do a little bit. You just needed to do a little bit. So now that I have my physical ritual, my content has been a lot more seamless coming out. I have more energy, more mental energy to be able to focus on the other areas of my life that are very important to me. Okay, so now let's get into the spiritual aspects. I talked a lot about the masculine aspect of it because I feel like that's the biggest aspect that people miss out on and they forget to do. But the spiritual aspect is also very, very important. So you want to make sure that you have certain rituals of improving your mood. Essentially, all manifesting practice that you generally hear about, whether it's meditation, journaling, visualization, what else? The tapping therapy, or I don't know, there's so many things, like so many different techniques to manifest or to heal or to feel better, whatever. It all has the objective of raising your vibration. So whether you are doing something physical like EFT tapping or whatever, whether you're doing like sound healing, chakra healing, whatever, if it's meditation, if it's physical exercise or watching a comedy show, if it's raising your vibration, it is doing the exact same thing it needs to do. And if it when you are raising your vibration, if you then inject the thought of your manifestation and with a high vibe, you put your manifestation in a feeling, you adopt the feeling of it, you put yourself in the feeling state of it, that is going to energetically attract the thing to you. And it's going to feel a lot more fun. So especially, babe, when you are doing the masculine aspects of your routine. So when I'm creating my content, I make sure to visualize beforehand. And this doesn't always present itself as me like closing my eyes and meditating. Sometimes I can just quickly in an instant like tap into the feeling of the end manifestation. With practice, you'll be able to kind of just recalibrate instantly. I don't know if others have experienced this, let me know in the comments below. But I don't really do as much like visualization meditation practice anymore. I will for fun, but I find that it's not really needed most of the time. And it's a lot easier for me to just take one breath and snap into the identity that I want to be in. So that's just a little, you know, advanced level technique. But but when you are doing your tasks, try to meditate before, try to do a quick journal, try to say an affirmation or something before you do the physical aspect of the ritual, and that will infuse the vibration of your manifestation in what you're doing. Therefore, it's going to be more powerful. It's like you're driving in a car and you press like the turbo button. Like, damn girl, you're about to take off. Like, watch out. But there's nothing more powerful than somebody who is tapped into the vibration of their manifestation and also showing up and doing the things as if they already were doing it or as if they already had it. Like those two combined, unstoppable, extremely powerful. I'm so grateful I was able to make this video today. I actually just had a birthday celebration. It was really fun, but it's been really gloomy, really rainy today, and that sort of makes me want to hang out and not do anything, but I also wanted to tap in and talk with you, so I had to show up anyways. And also, I gotta meet that criteria, remember? 3 videos a week, even on my birthday week. That's so funny. But again, these things aren't supposed to be miserable. They're not supposed to be torturous to you. Like, I enjoy doing this. It's fun. And I made sure to do my research and create the exact perfect ritual I needed to create to fit the exact criteria and manifest the exact thing that I'm manifesting. Period. You can do this for yourself. You can have somebody help you. If you're interested in working with me one-on-one, all the links for that are in the description. Until next time, I love you and I'll see you later. Bye. Mwah.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details. Voices.